This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved 8 multi-tracking projects of the Railways Ministry at a total estimated cost of more than 20,700 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav gave details of the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet during a media briefing in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said, the Cabinet has approved 5 multi-tracking projects covering 17 districts across Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Telangana. Mr. Vaishnav said, the government has also approved 3 multi-tracking railway projects at a total estimated cost of more than 10,700 crore rupees. These projects will cover 14 districts across West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh and will add about 656 kilometers to the existing railway network. The minister further informed that the government has decided to undertake four-laning and quadrupling of all 7 high-density railway corridors.
The 7 high-density railway corridors along with several other corridors that are expected to carry significant traffic in the future are being upgraded to 4-line. This also includes the Golden Quadrilateral, Delhi to Mumbai, Mumbai to Chennai, Chennai to Kolkata and Kolkata to Mumbai routes. In addition, its 2 diagonals, the Delhi to Chennai and Mumbai to Chennai routes, are also being quadrupled along with the Delhi to Guwahati corridor.
In reply to a question on Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project, the minister informed that the bullet train service will commence next year. He said the construction work on this corridor is progressing rapidly and initially the 100-kilometer section from Surat to Vapi in Gujarat will be open. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today's cabinet decision ensures faster passenger movement, stronger connectivity and additional freight capacity. In a social media post, he said it will also encourage tourism, especially heritage and wildlife-related tourism and lower logistics costs. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called on President of Sri Lanka Anuradha Desanayake in Colombo today and discussed the entire spectrum of the multifaceted partnership between the two countries. During the meeting, the two sides reaffirmed their commitment to work together for development of both nations while working jointly to ensure the safety, security, peace and prosperity of the region. The two sides also exchanged Memorandum of Understandings, MOU, on upgradation of L-70 guns for the Sri Lankan Air Force and cooperation between National Cadet Corps and National Defence Colleges of both the countries. During the meeting, President Desanayake reiterated that Sri Lanka would never allow its territory to be used for any activities inimical to India's security interests. Mr. Singh also met Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasurya and exchanged views on issues related to development cooperation, education and the close cultural and civilizational ties between India and Sri Lanka. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met Thailand's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Commerce Suphani Suthumpun in New Delhi. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the two ministers discussed ways to further strengthen the India and Thailand economic partnership with a focus on enhancing bilateral trade and investment, expanding business opportunities and deepening business-to-business linkages between the two countries. Ahead of the BRICS Leaders Summit to be held in New Delhi later this week, the final BRICS Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting is taking place in Mumbai. Previously, the Finance Ministers and Governors had met in Jaipur last month. The Union Ministry of Women and Child Development launched the 9th National Nutrition Month at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, inaugurated the program. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended lower for the 3rd consecutive session today. The Sensex plunged 813 points or 1.1% to close at 74,764. And that's the end of this news bulletin.